Money, Riches, and Wealth is sponsored by the Financial Consulate.
Say you don't need no diamond rings, and I'll be satisfied. Tell me that you want the kind of things the money just can't buy. I don't care too much for money. Money can buy me love.
This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for Money, Riches, and Wealth. Here's your host, Drew Tignanelli.
This is Drew Tignanelli here, Money, Riches, and Wealth. And this is not a test. This is the real thing, Chris.
It is. It's great to be with you, Drew. I see you. I see you from a distance, but that's great. Love technology.
How do I sound, Chris? Sounding good to you?
Yes, you sound good.
All right. Well, I am here in Florida broadcasting live, and we're doing an open show tonight. And from now on, we will be doing many open shows. We always do open shows, and we like to answer our listeners' questions. And that's where you get the education from, because then when people call in and say, this is an important topic to me, that's, you know, that's where you have the opportunity to answer their questions and give them something beneficial to them that they know is beneficial to them, because they're specifically asking the question that they say, if you could answer this, this would be incredibly helpful to me. So give them the number, Chris.
Yeah, let's do that. 410-922-6680. We've got open phone lines across the board here. Just call in. 410-922-6680. As Drew says, you get to direct the conversation then. You'll be the guest. And so we're ready to have you. If you get on early, you get on before the break, and we don't have to, you don't have to hold on and any longer than you need to. So we're here. We've got some topics that we could go through, but we'd love to hear yours.
Yeah, so call in now, 410-922-6680, if you want to call in and ask a question. And you know, the good thing, Chris, is when people call in, there's usually about 10, 15 other people that want to hear that exact question. And they say, yeah, you know, that applies to me too. So when you call in, you're not only going to help yourself, but you're going to help many other people with questions. They're just not, you know, they're just not the type that are going to call in and ask a question. They feel intimidated by it. So
somebody sent a message in that said, Miss Avenue here, but understand my parents fled Maryland 14 years ago and don't regret it.
So, you know, hopefully I can get rid of the ring in my voice. You know, I'm in an office that's fairly large, so you do get a bit of a feedback here. So, you know, maybe I'll try to find a way to, you know, more and more get rid of that.
Sure. Well, we've got Kathy who's coming on the line, and so we're going to find out what she wants to talk to here in a second. There's other phone lines still open, 410-922-6680. 410-922-6680 is the number that will get you on with us to answer your question. So let's go to Kathy and see what she wants to talk about. Kathy, welcome to the show. What can we do for you?
Thank you. Well, I've listened to your show quite a lot over the past few years, and I'm interested in knowing if we make an appointment to come in and have your financial review, what does that entail, and how do you get paid? What's your, you know, what is the process for that?
So the way we do it, Kathy, is that we go over everything. Like a doctor would go over your physical health, we're going to go over your financial health. We're going to look at your estate planning. We're going to look at your taxes. We're going to look at your company benefits. We're going to look at your insurances. We're going to look at your investments, your goals and objectives. What are you trying to accomplish? And, you know, we're going to, like a doctor, tell you what we're seeing in that very first appointment. In the second appointment, we're going to give you all of our final recommendations. We're going to give you your net worth balance sheet and how did we derive that. And then the main thing is we're going to give you your collaborative online analysis of how you're going to reach your goals and objectives. This is a very sophisticated program that helps to analyze your retirement goals and objectives, what assets you have, what pensions you have, what Social Security you have, et cetera, and say, you know, based on what you're trying to achieve and with what you have, you have a probability of success and not having to make adjustments for the rest of your life or during your life in order to accomplish the goals and objectives that you have. So that's the process of the physical, as simple as I could put it in this quick time frame.
Mm-hmm.
The cost is either you don't pay anything for the physical until you experience it. So in other words, you get to touch the product, feel the product, hear about the product, know everything you we're going to tell you about it, and then you and your husband go home and say, yeah, that was worth it. That's what I wanted to hear. And so we feel it was worth the financial physical. If you say that, then we charge $2,500 for the physical if you don't want to work with us long term. You just want the physical and go on your way. If you want to work with us long term, then we work out an arrangement that we credit the cost of the financial physical in, and we either help manage or supervise assets with you and act as your comprehensive advisor for the long term. And that's much more complicated. We'd have to know your situation to answer what that cost would be.
Uh-huh. And when you say long term, is that 5 years, 10 years?
As long as you want to keep us as your comprehensive advisor. I mean, we have clients that have been with us 42 years now, and uh-huh. we have clients that have been with us for 6 months. And if that 6 month client says tomorrow, I don't want to work with you anymore, they go. There are no fees. There are no surrender charges. There's no anything. Our motto in our company, one of our core values is free to come, free to go. In other words, we're happy that you want to come. We'll make it as simple as possible. But if you ever leave us and say, I don't want to work with you guys again, I don't even want to hear your name again, we won't charge you a nickel to leave. And if there are any fees from anyone that got you involved with, we'll cover those fees and reimburse them to you.
And can I ask how much of our investment, I mean, I'm sure that you'd be happy to do everything, but if we like to do some things ourselves, can we assign so much of it?
Our clients are always free to make their own investments and do their own things. We just want it to be under one of the custodians that we use, Schwab, Fidelity, or TD Ameritrade, so that we can monitor what you're doing, but we don't charge anything if you're making all the decisions on that.
All right. Okay. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate your
information. All right. Thank you. Hey, Chris, was Kathy a plant for our company or something?
Right. We've got we have Josh from Mount Washington that wants to talk about stimulus checks, but unfortunately, we are at we're up against the break, so we have to take that. And if you stay with us through the break, we'll catch you right off when we come back. But now we've got to go check on traffic.
Hi, this is Drew Tignanelli of the Financial Consulate saying a financial advisor must have a tax planning passion. I'm appealing only to those with a net worth of more than $5 million or with taxable income of over $400,000. You are the target for higher and higher taxes. If you're in this elite club, you can no longer afford to have a financial advisor that is not passionate to minimize taxes. I'm appealing to you with income over $400,000 or a net worth greater than $5 million because you are the target and need the financial consulate's passion to minimize income taxes and estate taxes. Call to set up your introductory meeting, 410-823-7283 or 410-823-SAVE or online, financialconsulate.com. If your taxable income is $400,000 or more, or your net worth is over $5 million, you are the target. So call to begin your tax plan, 410-823-7283, or online, financialconsulate.com.
Now back to more of Money, Riches, and Wealth on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And we're back. Money, Riches, and Wealth.
We are. We have several open phone lines. 410-922-6680 is the number. 410-922-6680. We have to give Josh an award for being patient, staying with us. He's calling from Mount Washington. He has a question about stimulus checks. So let's go to Josh. Josh, so did you get a stimulus check?
Well, let me describe this one. My son and his ex-wife live overseas
Okay. Where
they're studying. And they had no income for a couple of years living off mom and dad while they studied. Now, they got divorced last year. They have one child who my son has custody of. So the question is, oh, and they filed no tax returns because they had no income the last 2 years. That's as far back as I know. So I think they have not filed a return for 2020, and I'm pretty sure they did not for 2019 because I know they had no income to declare at all. The question is, are they eligible for those stimulus checks from last year if they file a return, which would show zero income, by the way?
Yes, they would absolutely be eligible. They should file a tax return, even if it says 0000, as long as he has a valid Social Security number and his daughter or son, whichever child, what kind of child he has a valid Social Security number, he'll get the $1,200 and $500 for the first round. He'll get the, $600 and $600 for the second round, and he'll get the $1,400 and $1,400 for the third round. But he needs to file that return before May 17th or file an extension.
May 17th for the return. So if he's got to get on the ball and get his get that either extension or whatever done. I see.
Yeah, it's real easy to do. He could just go on and do a free federal filing. There's lots of companies just do look online and say IRS approved free federal tax filing, and just file the tax return saying, you know, this is who I am, etc. And I'm assuming he doesn't have any money in a foreign bank account.
Right, right. He has, like, virtually, you know, he's got pennies to his name at this point.
Okay, well, then, you know, absolutely. He's completely eligible, and he should do it before, if the ex is a U.S. citizen. Is the ex a U.S. citizen?
Yes, she is, yes.
Well, he should do it before she goes off and does it. And you know, even though he's got custody, it's nothing's going to stop her from putting the child down on her tax return if she wants to.
Wow. Now, only one can legally do that, right? I'm sure.
That's true. And your son has the precedent, you know, has the, as long as he has full custody, he would be the one that would have the right to the deduction. But if she files, they're going to reject him filing with them until he goes through a long process with the IRS of proving that he was the one with the rightful deduction. And that's not a process you want to try, especially when you have no income.
I see. I guess it wouldn't actually be a deduction. Yeah, it would be just a child-based.
How old is he?
The child?
No, how old is your son?
He's 31.
Oh, you know, he's entitled to like $1,400 a year. I think that's right, Chris, a refundable tax credit for the daughter or for the child. Is it a granddaughter or a grandson?
For me?
Yeah, Josh. For you.
Oh, it's a grandson. Yes, thank you.
Oh, okay, because I keep calling him a daughter, right, granddaughter right. For some reason. Grandson. Your grandson, he's entitled to a $1,400 a year refundable tax credit for that child. You know, even if he has zero income. It's just the government. Tell me. And it's going to be more, right, Chris? Joe.
Yeah, they're looking to expand it, sure.
He just did expand it, didn't he? It's at least for the credit for 2021.
Right,
it's $3,600, and I think what is that? It's like $2,000 is refundable. It's pure cash back. I think it is.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
So you want to get that? You want to tell him to go start filing 000. Doesn't matter. All right.
Wow. Thank you very much. That's not earned income credit because they don't have income. So, yeah.
No, it wouldn't get an earned income credit. He would get a refundable child tax credit.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much, guys. Appreciate
okay,
it.
Okay, hey, Josh.
Take care.
Thanks for calling. Sure. Okay, our phone lines are completely blank. We've got several.
Come on, Chris. What are you doing up there?
You're talking to Chris, the producer, right?
No. I'm talking to
410-922. I'm just dodging and weaving.
Gotta get a little enthusiasm.
Dodging and weaving.
Say,
I've always been a boxing fan. Just dodging and weaving. 410-922-6680. That's 410-922-6680. And so we have some time. So I know. Let me twist your arm, Drew. Let's talk about Roth IRAs.
Roth IRAs. We only have 2 weeks left to get your Roth IRA contributions in. And I can't tell you how many times I see people come into our office. They have money. They're eligible for the Roth IRA, and they haven't put money in the Roth. They always have reasons. Nobody told me about it. Well, I'm telling you about it, okay? Number two, I don't have that much money to put into a Roth IRA. Well, if you have more than, let's say, if you have $15,000, you can afford to put six into a Roth IRA, because every year you miss the Roth IRA, you miss it for good. It's only $6,000 or $7,000, depending on if you're under 50 or over 50, that you could contribute to a Roth IRA, and you miss 2020 in the next 2 weeks, and you will never be able to put that $6,000 or $7,000 into a Roth IRA for 2020. So if you're eligible, so tell everyone the eligibility rules, Chris. It's single, $124,000 to $139,000. If you're under 124, I told you to tell them, but I'm telling them, right?
You're on a roll.
$124,000 to $139,000. And in between 124 and 139 is a phase out, okay? So if you're halfway between, you can only do half of the contribution. So if it's 6,000, you can only do 3,000. If you're over 139, you get no you get no Roth IRA. But if you're under 124 as a single or head of household, you can do $6,000 into a Roth IRA. If you're married, it's 196 to 206. So 196 to 206 is the phase out. But if you're under that, you can do the full $6,000 or $7,000. If you're over that as a married couple, this is your adjusted gross income I'm talking about, not your salaries, you know. So sometimes the laws focus on your salary. Sometimes it focuses on your gross income. Sometimes work is on modified adjusted gross income. So it's all kinds of funky things for the Roth IRA. It's your adjusted gross income. Actually, it is a modified adjusted gross income, but we'll just stick it adjusted gross income. So don't miss this. Don't miss the Roth opportunity. Do not miss it, period. Right?
Sure. There are two big things that people always tell you, give you a reason for not doing it. And the other one is a favorite of yours. Actually, it's not, because we get calls to say, hey, I've got this financial situation. I need some money. What can I do? And you say, well, go tap that home equity line of credit that we suggested that you put in place for situations just like this. Did you put that in place? And too often, Drew hears, no, I didn't put that in place.
Right. You know, you always, if you have a home and you have good equity in your home, especially if it's paid off, you want to get a home equity credit line.
And if you're disciplined.
You can't be one that's going to use it. You know, we don't want you to use it. We just want you to have it as a tool in the tool belt for your personal finances. And I can't tell you how many times a client calls me up and says, oh, I need $100,000 for this whatever. You know, I'm buying a new place in Florida, and I'm going to sell the Maryland.
I had that exact thing 2 days ago, Drew.
I screamed at one client in Colorado. I said, you've been a client of mine for 30 years. You've heard me. Yeah, Drew, I know. I had it, and I let it go. Well, now I need it, you know. And he goes, well, you know, and he ended up borrowing his son's home equity credit line.
This person was going to take some money out of the IRAs. It turned out they don't need to. But there was no home equity line of credit that was there. So, Alas, it's time for another break. We have to pause. But get on the phones, 410-922-6680, if you want to hear your specific topic dealt with. And until then, we are going to go to Chris and have traffic take it away.
Now back to more of Money, Riches, and Wealth on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, we're back. Money, Riches, and Wealth.
Your volume is high there. So, Drew, I think
How's that?
Yeah, that's better. That's better. I think you could have picked out that song.
He'll take care of it. That's Brandy.
Yeah. Whoa.
What a fine wine.
There you go. We've got two open phone lines, 410-922-6680.
1,000 miles away. I'm still a music aficionado.
I've always aspired to be what you are in music.
And Chris, I'm not 1,000 miles away. I'm only 680.
Chris is falling off his chair, I have to tell you that.
Go ahead.
410-922-6680. We're not going to make Rebecca wait any longer. She's calling from Pennsylvania. She wants to talk about what happens if you have a mistake in a will. Rebecca, what kind of mistake?
Well, I want to be buried next to my husband in Maryland, and I put, because of another situation that happened, which I'm not going to say how gruesome it was, okay, My husband and I had to repair a gravesite. So I put in the will, and my husband put in the will, and he's passed away, okay, that we all, like, you know, we've contributed like $20,000 to someone to make sure our gravesite was right. I don't think that's the best way to handle it. I know that sounds kind of gruesome, and I want to change it. And I just want to, you know, my executor, like, you know, but I don't know how to have perpetual care of the gravesite. That's my question.
Wow, that's an interesting one. I don't necessarily know I have a great answer for that. I'd be really nice to my children, for one.
I don't have any children, see?
I'd be really nice to my nieces and nephews. You know, I guess the big key is the cemetery that you're being buried in, because most of the cemeteries that I know that we've worked with are either for personal family purposes or whatever. They do a fantastic job of maintaining the cemetery. So,
yeah,
you know.
And that was my issue. It was kind of odd that they made us charge. They charged us for like having to do something. They basically, what I'll tell you is, they knocked over the tombstone, and doing some kind of lawn work, and they charged us, and it was like, and then it was like the grave was like towards the bottom of the hill, and it got to be one thing after another. So my husband and I said, you know, like, we've got to put some money aside to like make sure they'll take care of us.
Well, you know, the good news, Rebecca, is you're really not there. So, you know, if the gravestone goes over, it's no big deal, you know?
Okay, well, let me ask you something. How do I change the will? Can I just initial it and cross it off, or do I have to get another lawyer?
Anytime you have a will, it's not, you would actually destroy the integrity of the will by crossing it out like that. You really have to get a codicil. And you could just write something. I mean, you know, I can't say this, you know, because I'm not a lawyer.
I know you're not, but you're a good person.
But you should go to a lawyer, but you can also, if you write up something and attach it to the will with the proper witnessing of your signatures, according to the state of Pennsylvania law, that would be a legal codicil to eliminate that from that document.
Okay, so I need to make up a codicil. Okay, I understand that. And that's really good. And listen, let me ask you something. Where are you going to be buried?
Well, actually, I have my mother and father get, you know, this is a long story, short story, I'll make it.
No,
but
I want to hear the
I had a I had a sister who passed away when I was 15 years old. She's buried at the Delaney Memorial. It's okay. She was a wonderful, you know, and I'll see her again. So she's buried in Delaney Memorial Gardens, and my mother and father have moved to Harrisburg. My father passed away about 5 years ago, and when he passed away, they decided to be buried in a mausoleum up in the cemetery in Camp Hill, Pennsylvania, where my mother wants to be next to him when she passes away. So they gave my wife and I the Delaney Memorial Gardens plots. So at this point in time, I will be in Delaney Memorial Gardens surrounding my sister.
Oh, that's a sweet story. I'm sorry, it's a sweet story, and I appreciate you, like, telling me that. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Not a problem. You take care, Rebecca. Good
Thanks,
question.
Thanks, Rebecca. Yeah, good. And she'll be overlooking the seventh hole. Okay, we've got the open phone line, 410-922.
Isn't that the 14th now?
Yeah, I was just taking a guess. Yeah,
that they do a back there, flipped
it
around?
I was taking a guess. Yeah, I think you're right. 410-922-6680. We've got Carl, and Carl's from Dundalk. He wants to talk about a home equity line of credit. So, Carl.
Hello.
Yes, we're here.
Okay. Yeah, I'm trying to do some home improvements, and I'm not sure whether to get a home equity loan or just take money out of my one of my 401s that I have from work.
Well, you definitely don't want to take it out of your 401ks from work. You want to do it as a home equity credit line. Do you know why you don't want to take it out of a 401k, Carl?
No.
So who do you, let's say you work for Company X, okay, and you borrow your money out of your 401k. And let's say you borrow $20,000 from your 401k, and now they're taking out a little bit of money every paycheck to pay that back. So that sounds really cool, right? And you're paying yourself back and all that kind of stuff. Well, what happens if Carl loses his job? What happens if the company decides not to work with Carl anymore? What happens if Carl becomes disabled and can't work with the company anymore? What happens if Carl gets an even better offer with another company and he wants to take it, and now all of a sudden he's got this 401k loan outstanding, you could end up defaulting on that 401k loan. And if you do, and you're under 59 and a half, you would owe a 10% penalty. Plus, you'd still owe all the income taxes to the federal government and the state of Maryland. To me, 401k loans are a absolute last resort. You want to use the home equity credit line. And it would be tax deductible since you're doing home improvements with the money. That would be considered acquisition indebtedness. So it would be tax deductible. All right?
Okay. Well, you have my question. I did start another job, and the 401 was left in that. And I was wondering, because I can get a home equity loan.
Right now, keep in mind, you can't do a 401k loan from an old employer. That's not possible.
How are you going to take the distribution?
Oh, that's even worse. How old are you, Carl?
I'm 63.
So it wouldn't be penalized, but it would be income taxable. And so I would much rather that you get a home equity credit line and maybe take a little bit of money out of that 401k just to help pay the money back over time, because if you take just a little bit a year, a few thousand dollars a year, and pay taxes on it as opposed to take the whole thing, it might not work out well. Now, I don't know your full situation. You could do some tax analysis on that. But my guess is home equity credit line's the way to go. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Carl, thanks for calling.
We're on an open show, Chris. 410-922-6680. If you want to call in and ask a question, then help somebody else out, because I'll bet you there's a few people that wanted to hear some of those questions that Carl and Rebecca have asked, or Josh asked, and so forth. I'll bet you there were a few people that were blessed by Josh's question and wanted to know if you could get a stimulus check even though you had no income. And the answer is yes.
Right. We still hear people saying, well, you've got to file the return. If there's no income, you've got to file a return.
The only exception to that, Chris, would be somebody who's on Social Security.
Right.
So if somebody has no income and all they have is Social Security, they don't have to file. They'll still send them a check. But I would suggest you file anyway, just to be sure.
Well, sure. So, but I know people who they get Social Security and they got none of the three. They didn't get the two. So when they filed, they got all three.
Yeah, well, you know, they're not perfect for sure. I could tell you that much, you know?
Sure, so, yeah.
So anyway.
But there's an ordering, right? There's an ordering of when you take the money. Like you said, if you're looking to take money out of a 401k, you know, certainly a loan before taking it out, but the 401k loan is the last on the order list of when you of where you want to get money from.
Or, like he said, he wants to take money out of the 401k and just pay taxes on it to come up with the cash he wants to do his renovation. And depending on how much he wants to take out, you know, it could be devastating to his taxes, you know?
Right.
I mean, I could go through a whole litany of things that could happen. Now, it could be in his unique situation, it work out to his benefit. Maybe he doesn't need that much money. Maybe he doesn't have a lot of taxable income. You know,
yeah, maybe the income's down for the year. Sure.
I don't know, right. But 90-some% of the time, we're going to use the home equity credit line to pay that off slowly. Right. So, you know, anyway, we're on an open show, 410-922-6680. Nobody's online, so feel free to call in, ask your question, and say, you know, hey, answer this, and this will be beneficial for me to listen to this silly show of yours, Money, Riches, and Wealth. And but if you can answer this question, I won't call you a silly show anymore. So anyway, 410-922-6680 if you want to call in and ask a question. And Chris, I wanted to bring up one more before we go to traffic, because I know we got to go to traffic real quick.
You got 12 seconds.
12 seconds. Well, actually, I'm in control, sort of. Not really, though. 401ks. I can't tell you how many times I see people with 401ks doing the traditional deductible 401k. Hear me, listen, if you have a Roth 401k and your income is under $100,000 or over $200,000, chances are you want to be doing the Roth 401k and not get caught up in the tax deduction of the 401k today and condemn yourself to paying taxes in the future. Learn why the Roth 401k is the more dynamic of the two if you have both available to you. Anyway, that's my rant, and I'm sticking to it.
Good,
and
it's a mini rant.
We're going to traffic right now. We'll be back. 410-922-6680 if you want to call in and ask a question before we finish tonight.
Hi, this is Drew Tignanelli of the Financial Consulate saying a financial advisor must have a tax planning passion. I'm appealing only to those with a net worth of more than $5 million or with taxable income of over $400,000. You are the target for higher and higher taxes. If you're in this elite club, you can no longer afford to have a financial advisor that is not passionate to minimize taxes. I'm appealing to you with income over $400,000 or a net worth greater than $5 million because you are the target and need the Financial Consulate's passion to minimize income taxes and estate taxes. Call to set up your introductory meeting, 410-823-7283 or 410-823-SAVE, or online, financialconsulate.com. If your taxable income is $400,000 or more, or your net worth is over $5 million, you are the target. So call to begin your tax plan, 410-823-7283, or online, financialconsulate.com.
Now back to more of Money, Riches, and Wealth on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Doctor, my eyes have seen the years.
Yeah. The old Doctor My Eyes, you know?
One of my top 10 all-time favorite songs.
It's not Green Beret or anything like that, Chris. How could that be in your top 10?
Sure. Well, we have open phone lines, Drew.
We have nobody online?
Nobody's online.
What are you doing?
Chris had somebody, but, you know, I think somehow the line dropped.
Anyway, we're here on an open show, 410-922-6680, if you want to call in and ask a question and direct the conversation for these last 10 minutes that we have. Is it 10? No, we don't have 10 minutes. We only have 8.
You don't? Yeah.
8 minutes.
Sure, you have a little less than that even. So we were talking earlier about the comments from Janet Yellen. You know, she's a politician now. She has to remember that. She's a politician, so she's adjusting. Right, she came out yesterday with something that usually somebody in her role tries to not shake up markets, right? And she had to walk back comments saying that interest rates, you know, might have to go a little higher just to cool things off. So it's the whole administration is getting their feet wet a little bit, and the Federal Reserve, as they continue to kind of this grand experiment going on, there's no end in sight.
Yeah. So, you know, you got that situation. The market drops yesterday. As I was talking to somebody the other day, and I was saying in my 40-year career, the times when the market is the most dangerous is when the Federal Reserve is raising interest rates. So that's why when somebody like Janet Yellen says rates have to go higher, you know, the market starts to react. And so it doesn't mean that if rates go higher that it would automatically mean that the market's going to make a big drop or a crash or whatever. It just means that when that starts to happen, that's when your danger signals rise the most. And that's why yesterday, when she makes a comment like that, people start to react. And you had a little bit of a hiccup yesterday. It's the best you could call it, a hiccup.
Sure. Well, because, you know, one of the folks that, recently, a market observer, Lizanne Saunders, said, you know, I think she says the choppiness, recent choppiness, could be, and the market's always looking ahead, right? So market has discounted, you know, the times when last year when things looked still bleak, the market started going higher because it could see beyond the pandemic, right? So now you've got all kinds of great news that's been happening and is projected onto the future with the Federal Reserve being positive, fiscal stimulus, and it looks like the reopenings around the U.S. and slowly around the world. And so, well, what's next? What's beyond that? Has the market discounted too much of that in the prices? You know, markets will figure that out.
Here where I am in Florida, they have now announced not only statewide, but they've now just announced it locally. No COVID restrictions whatsoever in anything. You can do what you want. You want to wear a mask? Feel free to wear a mask. You don't want to wear a mask? Don't wear a mask. Your company wants to require people to wear a mask? Go require it if you want. You want to have 100,000 people in your room set for 25 people? You can have 100,000 people in your room.
What's going on locally in the schools?
They're back. Florida's been back for some time now.
I didn't know if there were some particular ones that were not.
No, okay. They've been back, you know, so... It's refreshing because you're an adult down here. You know, you're not under the nanny state where the nanny's got to protect you and make sure that everybody does what the nanny wants you to do so that everyone's protected and safe. I don't need people to protect me. I need you to tell me the information that you have and say to me, now make your own decision, you know, and so forth. And I also run the risk of liability if I, you know, in our company,
sure.
If we would made decisions that would put our employees at risk, we would have liability. And so I don't need the state of Maryland or the federal government or anyone telling me what I have to do. They need to tell me what they think I should do and why this is important.
Okay.
Anyway,
we've got one call. It'll be the last call of the night. We have Lou. And Lou, what can we do for you?
This is Jim in Roseburg.
Jim
in Roseburg. Gotcha. Yeah. Okay, Jim. Sorry. You're on the air.
How are you doing tonight?
We're doing great.
I got a 401. I'm 71. I got my first 401 dispersal. And I work at a big box store, and they're offering me stock at 15% off.
Okay.
Can I just take that money and buy the stock?
Sure. Well, why'd you get the money out of the 401k? You're only 71. Are you turning 72 this year?
Yeah, turning 72. Yeah, in July. What?
In July? When in July?
This is not a technical question. He's
2 months.
Well, no, he's trying to figure out if you share a birthday with him.
Yeah.
I'm July 30th.
Oh, so close. But no cigar. July 31st is the day, Lou, or Jim. Jim? July
31st. My father thought I was born July 31st.
Well, there you go. He had the right answer for you, you know?
Yeah, but my mom on the birth certificate signed the 30th.
Okay, well, my son-in-law was born on July 30th, so you and he share the same birthday. Anyway, the answer to your question is your 401 distribution is your required minimum distribution for 2021, and therefore, once you're going to pay taxes on it, it's your money now to do whatever you want to do with it.
Yeah, okay. I already paid the taxes out.
Okay.
Ahead of time. Okay.
Now, the 401 that you have, is that an old employer?
I kept from employer to employer, I kept putting everything into the last employer.
Okay, well, you need to get all of your IRAs and all of your employer plans from the past into your current employer's 401k plan, and then you won't have a required minimum distribution. You can still take the money out if you want to, but there will be no required. If it's all sitting in the 401k with your current employer you work for.
Oh, okay.
So you got to roll them all in. You call up your old employers and say, hey, I want to roll this into my current employer. And the way you do this, here's the process, Jim. Call your current employer's 401k and say, how do I do a direct rollover of IRAs or older 401k plans into your plan? They'll give you all the instructions, where to send a check, what the name's payable to, et cetera, et cetera. Then you call each of the old ones and say, I want to do a direct rollover. And they say, who do you want to make the pet check payable to? You say, well, this is what they told me to make it payable to, and ba-da-da-da-da, and they send you checks, and off they go, and you get them into those plans, and you'll never do another RMD until you totally stop working.
Okay, yeah, well, I've done that. I've done the role, you know, in the past, I've had all the money transferred to the last employer.
Okay, but you obviously have one out there that you didn't. So you got to get that one into the new employer so you won't have this forced required minimum anymore. All right, my friend, I'm out of time.
Okay,
take care.
Right. I didn't know that. Thank you.
Take care.
Advice.
Good. Take care.
All right.
James Taylor.
James Taylor. No, but close. It's your favorite. Think of it this way. He was closely associated to your top one answer that you usually give.
Oh, this. But here's.
You usually say it's. Oh, sorry. You're
this
talking
is
about
James
you were
Taylor.
You were cueing James Taylor.
I was being prophetic.
Oh, gotcha.
That Chris was going to play a James Taylor song next.
There you go. It's amazing how you came up with that.
It's amazing. Anyway, we're out of time. This is Drew Tignanelli saying God bless from Florida.
Show them the way you feel. Things are gonna